So we have a special treat for our very first song here. Oh, wait a second. Is it? Yes, it is. It is wide enough. I got to check the camera to see if it was wide enough. So it is to see Bruce. Bruce and Bruce Armstrong.
On Thursday.
Notice he had his own mic for that. And that can only mean one thing.
That can only
he beat us before practice and stole the mic, or it's one of his songs. And he didn't beat us. So.
What a wonderful time. Fast cars and great music, always on my mind. Then some friends left for a place far, far away. Some came back and some didn't. I miss them every. If I only knew, I'd never listen to my heart. If I only knew, he was with me from the start. If I only knew, that night the Lord would see me through.
With what would Jesus do? A king marched to lead us. Some followed, but most not. Much like a former time when a whole book tells a lot. As I grew up, one thing's for sure, the answer gets harder to find. If I'd only kept in touch with that book I'd left behind.
If I only knew, I'd never listen to my heart. If I only knew, he was with me from the start. If I'd only knew, that my
with only these four,
what would Jesus do?
The book has all the answers that we need. Is there to help us grow each and every seed? All the gifts. Wonderful when shared, the best when given away.
If I only knew, I'd ever listen to my heart. If I only knew, he was with me from the start. If I only knew, that my Lord was
with only these four,
what would Jesus do?
Time flies fast upon this earth, our mark we hope we made. We're measured not by things but deeds, when into our tomb we're laid. Now many days have come and gone, my eyes are growing dim, but the light that's been there all along, will that light belong to him?
If I only knew, I'd ever listen to my heart. If I only knew he was with me from the start. If I only knew that my Lord would see me through.
With only these four words, what would Jesus do?
Okay, everybody sing the melody.
If I only knew, I'd have listened to my heart.
Don't let the man down.
If I only knew he was with me from the start.
I can't hear you.
Yes, and if I only knew that my Lord would see me through.
With only these four words,
what would Jesus do?
Sing it.
With only these four words, what would Jesus do?
Now, if you like that song, the words and music were by Mr. Bruce Armstrong. And if you did not like that song, the words and music were by Bill Anderson.
I knew that was going to happen. Love it. Okay, who's rolled in? I'm seeing Linda and Joe.
Two weeks in a row, we've got original songs. So kind of liking this.
Absolutely. We can wheel in some more here, some more originals.
I bring to the table next
Seen
week?
A number of different folks.
Have been challenged.
Yeah, including Joe Zankert and Christine, and Noah Trumbull says hello.
It's Noah. Oh, wait, no. You know,
it's Noah.
Sorry, now we'll do
the Noah song a little later here. So, Noah, he'll stick around. Okay. I think he'll like this song, though. There's got to be more than going back and forth from doing right to doing wrong. Because we were taught that's who we are. Come on, get in line right behind me. You along with everybody. Thinking there's worth in what you do.
Like a hero who takes the stage when we're on the edge of our seats, saying it's too late. Let me introduce you to amazing grace. No matter the bump, no matter the bruises, no matter the stars, still the truth is the cross has made. The cross has made you flawless. Oh, how deep the wound is, no matter the pain, still the truth is the cross has made you flawless.
Could it possibly be, we simply can't believe, that this unconditional kind of love would be enough to take a filthy wretch like this and wrap him up in righteousness? And that's exactly what he did.
No matter the bumps, no matter the bruises, no matter the scars, still the truth is the cross has made you flawless. No matter the hurt, no how deep the wound is, no matter the pain, still the truth is the cross has made you flawless.
Take a breath, smile, and say right here, right now, and I'm okay because the cross was enough.
Like a hero who takes the stage when on the edge of our seats, saying it's too late. Let me introduce you to grace, grace, God's
One, two, three, four.
No matter the bumps, no matter the bruises, no matter the scars, still the truth is the cross has made you flawless. No matter the hurt, or how deep the wound is, no matter the pain, still the truth is the cross has made you flawless.
No matter what they say, or what you think you are, the day you called his name, he made you flawless. He made you flawless. No matter the bumps, no matter the bruises, no matter the scars, still the truth is the cross has made you flawless.
Oh, Melody liked that one. Hey, okay, well, if Melody liked that one, we're doing pretty well. So who else is rolling in here? Remember, we're taking prayer requests, too. I see.
And requests for better musicians are promptly ignored.
So, all right, so Noah types. Noah is in the house. You got to love this guy.
In the house. Get, like,
okay,
the ready to
so he's line. Asking if we're going to do Sing I'm a Believer. Yeah, actually, we'll do that. We'll do it at the end. Yeah. We'll do I'm a Believer, absolutely. But that's
we'll
good. But see, but we got to make him. No, at the end. At the end. Uh-oh, the former percussionist here is watching.
He's heading your way. He keeps asking. He says, see you soon, Chip.
See you soon is right. Okay, so we're actually doing what's called cross posting. So we're on the Greg Conrad music page, and we're also on the Ross page, the church page. And so on the church page, we've got a couple people hanging out over here. I see Mary saying good evening. Welcome, Mary. Glad to see you hanging out there with us. Most of them are hanging over on the other page. There we go. Oh, Tom Kustin. He's asking for David Crowder. Well, we do David Crowder, but we don't have one in our what's the word?
We can pull one up after.
Quiver. Actually, you're right. We probably could. You see? Yeah, that's
come
right.
Come back next week.
Make your request now to guarantee you're going to be back here next week.
Same church time, same church
all
channel.
Right. So a lot of bands that are out there, they have they kind of, how should I word this? They kind of have their own sound. I mean, they're like, there's kind of a predictability. Chris Tomlin is pretty predictable.
He's going to throw me out here, isn't he?
Chris, no, I'm not. I'm not. I'm just
going to change the oil while I'm under the bus.
I'm making here. I'm not. Nobody had a clue it was you until now. Besides, I wouldn't throw anybody in the bus. I'm making an observation. So like Chris Tomlin's a perfect example. You know, a lot of times, just like probably 9 out of 10 Chris Tomlin songs, you can say, oh, yep, okay, I can do that. Blah, 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 blah. They just follow a pattern. And Third Day is kind of like that, except...
Not as subject to that.
Kind of ish, but... Okay, but anyway, this is a song by Third Day called Revival. Which is kind of fun.
I saw Third Day. I started moaning and groaning, thinking, I know how this is going to go already. He plays the YouTube video and shows me. I love it.
So let's show them.
Let's see. I just scratched to start, right?
You scratch it or something like that.
Here looking for revival in our own hearts and across the land. Anybody looking for a revival, lift up your voice and say amen. Lift up your voice and say amen. Anybody here looking for revival in our own hearts and across the land. Anybody looking for a revival, lift up your voice and say amen. Lift up your voice and say amen. Any law can't get by going by your religion, only by the Spirit and the Word of God, only by the Spirit and the Word of God. Come on with me.
everything, but you best believe it. Only by the Spirit and the Word of God. Only by the Spirit and the Word of God. Come with me. Come on with me. Anybody here looking for a Bible in my own hearts and across the land? Anybody looking for a Bible? Lift up your voice and say amen. Lift up your voice and say amen. Amen. Holy Ghost revival, what we're talking about.
Say amen.
God is gonna move and there ain't no doubt. God is gonna move and there ain't no doubt. Come on with me. Come on with me.
Looking for revival in our own hearts and across the land. Anybody looking for the revival? Lift up your voice, lift up your voice.
Everybody
looking, Lord, for revival in our own hearts and across the land. Anybody looking for the revival? Lift up your voice and say amen. Lift up your voice and say amen.
That's what Thursday nights are for, practice.
I like that.
I like the way you played that. Sure.
Wrong song, but that's a mighty fine a picking and a singing.
That's right. I quit. It doesn't matter.
Bless God. Tom Goosey gives us he gives us a thumbs up on that one. He clicked the videos. Okay. Wasn't quite Crowder, but maybe we can sneak some Crowder in. Why not here, right?
So now. We got the right. Little search button thing you put on.
Karen, you want to try? Remember, this is, as we share, this is what we run through for this is our practice for Sunday. So we've got I would like to, just so I can totally get myself into this, although my prayer person walked away. But that's all right. Go ahead.
Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou do.
Do that instrumental for me and I'll lay on top of you. Lord, I just thank you by your amazing grace. Thank you, Lord, for another day, another week. For every moment we wake up, it's just a gift, isn't it? For, Lord, you lay out our paths. You in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 talks about us. Trust in the Lord with all your hearts and lean not on your own understanding. And verse 6 goes on and says, he will make your paths straight. So, Lord, we thank you as you make our paths straight. And every breath we take, as we breathe out your goodness and the amazing grace and mercy of Christ Jesus. Yes and amen. We'll go into verse 2, guys, all right? But this will lead right to the opening verse 2.
Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with thee I will, one will, to do and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly thine, till all this earthly part of me glows with thy fire divine. Breathe on me, breath of God, so shall I never die, but with thee then the perfect life of thine eternity.
Amen. Yes and amen. Okay, who's... Oh, you handed off the clicker? Is that what's happened? Okay. So, Melody, you want to come up here and do... is that what we decided?
Yeah, she's going to do it tonight, and I'll do it Sunday.
Tonight. So, Melody happens to be with us here tonight. She won't be with us here on Sunday. And Melody has graciously offered to sing...
Voluntold.
And actually, Pastor Steve, our interim pastor here, had... every Sunday, I'll usually say, okay, would you like any special music for next week? No, we're good. But this Sunday, he specifically requested the opening hymn, which we just did, and what we're going to sing it right now. Is rolling in through here. Let's see. I'm forgetting which page I'm even looking at. All right. Karen Raleigh is watching. That's awesome. Tom Gusty says, hey, Bless you guys. Dinner is waiting. So hey, you can still listen. This is dinner music. Isn't this? Come on. This is dinner music. Right? We do dinner music. We should do some Sinatra or something, shouldn't we?
We've done Sinatra.
I know we've done Sinatra. Yeah.
There's not much we haven't tried.
My way.
Actually, you're kind of right. We've done... What do you mean? We've done rap. We've done...
Regrets.
We've done gospel.
What do you think Burning Me is?
Burning Me. That's not... We're talking about different kinds of gospel, then.
All right, I tell you we're getting the gospel challenge from the studio audience.
And saw it through without exception.
The gospel...
They're not paying any attention to me at all.
The old gospel medley? Seven songs in a row? That's what that is. Karen's vouching for me here. I can't say what I'm going to say on the mic.
You walk around. This is too low for me, Greg, to do that second.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. These are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sword, still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, year of Jubilee, out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
And these are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding the temple of praise. These are the days of the harvest. The fields are as wide in the world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord.
Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. Tear of Jubilee, out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Brandon!
There is no one like Jehovah. 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 There is no one like Jehovah.
Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, year of Jubilee, out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, year of Jubilee, out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. And out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
It's been a while since we did that. I need to hold out this a little bit longer for Karen to get her really big slide. That was awesome, Karen. No, did you do that the way you were taught, with the back of the hand, or did you use a break? but it's still great.
Sounds wonderful.
It is. It's
wonderful.
Awesome. It is awesome.
Has
awesome.
A nice gospel flair.
All right.
This is why we don't give Melody a microphone when she has things like that to say.
Mute it. Y'all do not know gospel. I just want to point that out right now.
All right, start singing the gospel song.
Uh-oh. Oh!
You couldn't take my gospel songs.
No, go ahead. Good. Start doing that. No, and this is I'm serious. Do that because I want to see if we can kind of get our groove on. Oh, wait a second. I thought you were going to do it from memory.
I got to give you a good one.
Okay, so for those
I have a whole playlist titled Gospel.
No, you got to sing it.
Oh, she is. She'll sing it. Our challenge is, and I'm hoping Brandon will get it. Brandon's really good at this. Our challenge is to figure out the chords to play along with it, and the.
Oh yeah,
the
you should be able to. It's supposed to be easy.
Well, I know it's because it's gospel. That's all right. And you said it right there. It's supposed to be all easy.
Lord,
is that the key one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go.
Find favor in your sight.
Like that.
Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel near or far. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my king.
Go back to the gang.
Lord, if I find favor in your sight.
You want to keep going?
Lord, please.
By the way, the key is F sharp.
I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel near or far for your glory. Do anything just to see you, to behold you as my king. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Be where you are. I gotta be where you are.
Goes up an octave.
Oh. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. Wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are.
That was pretty melodious.
Now let me say this.
That was
that's just so as much weird. A gospel song, okay? As
some glad moment when this life is over, I away to a long God celestial shore.
is the impromptu gospel segment.
Oh, we could have done a million songs.
Actually, when I think of more, when I think gospel, I think a little more, a little more swing is what I think.
Okay, you're thinking like you're thinking like a country gospel.
Okay, actually, you're doing more of a okay.
Okay, wait, I want to play a clip. I want to play a clip of what the song sounds like. Stop with your Bentley.
You can't stop. No, Lord, I want.
Okay, but I can play over you.
Now we've really done it.
We're totally hosed now.
Oh, I thought he muted us.
Thursday night, folks, you're going to see it all. I hope you enjoy this.
We'll let it slide. We'll let it slide. Oh, my gosh.
Bill Anderson on the piano. In C? Key of C. All right.
What is he doing?
Here he goes.
This is miscellaneous.
Help us out, buddy.
Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, to be in that number.
We're doing this with no music and no words. Help us.
Go marching in.
Okay, well, the interesting thing is that for the people watching us live now, they don't know that we actually do this after the cameras are after.
Yeah, this
after
is usually what, when you when you've all gone to bed.
Maybe, although we added a few viewers, so either we lost some and added some right away. Bless God, Susie Hassett's on there saying and is interacting with us. Yes, it is fun. It is.
That's how we resolve arguments indeed. Here. We just play the music.
Just play the music.
Do it all.
Okay.
Because sometimes we have to let Melody know what gospel is.
Karen, I think we'll stroll past
Come
Spirit of the Living. Okay. Let's just move right into Melody. I should have words for this one though for our post. Our looking for love, looking for love. So we added a few little Christian word changes on here. So we're just. Originally by Johnny Lee, a song called Looking for Love, which we haven't even practiced tonight. We're going to see how it goes.
I spent a lifetime looking for you. Through the stars and good old times were never true. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win. Listening to sweet lies and losing again. I was looking for you in all the wrong places. Looking for you into in their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of, hoping to find a friend and a brother. I'm blessed the day I discovered Jesus. No more looking for love. I was a lone man
no love inside. I did everything I could to get me through the night. Oh, where it stopped, oh, where it might end. I turned to Jesus, for he is my friend. Looking for you in all the wrong places. Looking for you in too many faces. Searching your eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of. Hoping to find a friend and a brother. I'll bless the day I discover Jesus. Looking for love.
Cool change. We'll do cool change. Cool change in my key. Or keyed for me anyway, it'd be very safe. You remember it?
I don't know this song.
Are you serious?
No. I mean, yes, I'm not serious. Yeah. I mean, yes, I'm serious. Oh, well, then, I can't say then, that. How do I do that?
Well, it's not. There's no words on there, so forget it. This is normally one. Actually, that's probably because this is normally one that I play guitar on.
I was going to say, I don't remember ever playing this.
Never mind. Move on. And we didn't get a chance to run through this one, so we probably shouldn't do that one. Therefore, let's just go right to Given to Fly.
Oh boy.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. This is one that was
that's a vocal challenge and a drum challenge and a guitar challenge.
Yes, it's a challenging piece called Given to Fly. And there was a few words I had to change on it.
Definitely had to change.
But you don't have the words on the screen, so I guess it's kind of for this one. But the original on this is a little interesting. And once again, we didn't practice this one, but Brandon, go. Let's see.
We'll
see
call this practice.
This is practice.
Thanks for dealing with us.
Practice.
Could have turned in, but he turned out. Bad time thought nothing could save him. But on in a corridor waiting.
gospel music to me.
Not even close.
It floated back down because it wanted a share. His key to the locks on the chains, he saw everywhere. Our Jesus was stripped and then he was spanked by the faceless crowd of this world. He still was found. And he still gives his love, he just gives it away. The love he receives is the love that he sends. And sometimes you see the straight heart in the sky. God came man that was given to fly. Yes. Fly. Oh. High. Fly. Oh. Yes. Fly. Oh. High. Fly. Oh.
Okay, that's a challenging piece for sure. Okay, we got it. We got to get Noah's in here. We're getting Noah's in here, then we'll move into a message. So, Melody, can you help us out? I'm a believer. Yeah, sing one more song. Sing one more song. I'm a believer.
Don't worry, it's not a gospel song, Melody.
Actually, if you remember when we had Cindy Geller here, remember what qualified?
As long as it says Lord at least once, that was Cindy's rules. Lord? She was the pastor's wife, so we listened to her.
That's right.
Sorry, Larry, she was the boss.
I hope he's watching. If not, we got to send him.
But I love your bow ties. And I like your truck and your boots and your... No.
Here, are you ready for this? Yep, I think that was it.
I thought God was nothing but a fairy tale, good for someone else, not for me. Oh, sin was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been saved. Jesus broke the chain. Now the more I give, the more I gain. But since I found his grace, I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been changed. Jesus broke the chains. Now the more I give, the more I gain. Since I found his grace, I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind.
cross his face. Cause I'm a believer, not a trace, a doubt in my mind. Cause I'm a believer, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm a believer,
I'm a believer.
Said I'm a believer,
I'm a believer.
Said I'm a believer,
I'm a believer.
Oh, you gotta love it.
Lot of music today.
Oh, you know what?
That was good.
You know what? It's there.
Noah said he was singing it too.
It's there.
Buy some time for the other guitar.
Always for Noah. He's getting a twofer today, isn't he? The extended version. Somebody buy that man a tablet. That sounds like gospel.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the God I love. Holding tight, so happy together.
Cool extended version.
I should call you up, Mr. Dot, and say that you belong to me. Ease my mind, imagine how the world could be. So very fine, so happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, Jesus, the skies will be blue for all my life.
Sky vibes out of when you started singing there. That was cool. That was cool.
It sounded very gospelish to me.
No, think about this.
Because a lot of times gospel music as a whole is very free flowing.
Yes.
Which is exactly what we did. So for me to say it sounded gospelish, that aspect of gospel.
Okay. There is an aspect.
It's the ish.
We're also
There is an aspect.
The melody is of the picky sort.
I'm a purist. I'm a purist with the gospel.
Okay, no. You said you're a purist, but earlier you said, yeah, but the gospel you're playing is the old stuff.
Yeah, it's just, so the, that's
a
me being
purist busy. Is one that strives for the original
way.
Oh,
okay, wait. This would be better. This would be more. This is how I envision God.
Okay.
Swing low.
That is gospel.
Sweet chariot.
But there's new gospel, too.
Coming for the
carry.
That's
like saying the hymns are the same as contemporary Christian.
Sing it with me. Swing low.
You want me to sing?
I want you to sing it with me. Sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home.
A band of angels coming after me.
Coming for to carry me home.
We have no one singing the melody there.
Swing low. Sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Well, too low.
All right. That was a good try, though.
Melody's going to share a message.
Yeah.
You're right? Is that right?
Yeah, technically it's right.
And you're doing an off-the-cuff message,
but
I think, right?
It is,
or did you bring something?
No, I brought nothing. I brought me.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad you brought yourself.
So.
And actually, did you want to... I can move the camera if you like. What would you like to do, Melody?
No, I'll just chill there by the chair.
Okay.
Brandon, would you like to be part of this message?
What am I doing?
No.
Melody asks, okay, you heard off, well, you didn't hear off the mic. Melody says, Brandon, would you like to be part of this message? Greg says, what, you need a prop? I don't know how to take it. She wants me to serve as a bad example.
Excellent.
No, because I was just thinking, because I think what I'm going to talk about is being a 2020 grad. And you're also a 2020 grad.
Didn't faze me none. I'm a 2021 grad coming up here soon.
So what do you want to be, Brandon? Because I was just wondering, what has been your... Now I feel like a reporter here. I'm putting on my reporter
ahead.
Hat. Also, I don't know which mic I'm using. I don't know if I'm using the lavalier or this one. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
Because I'm just wondering... Oh, yeah, I can still hear me. I'm going to sit down and get comfy. So I'm just wondering, because I know my experience, but what has been your experience as a 2020 grad? And, like, what's it been like? Just tell me about it.
I can definitely say they're trying to make up for anything that the students feel like they're missing. Me, I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. Just because it's not my main ceremony. My main degree is the criminal justice one that comes in January.
Yeah.
But I don't know, when I went into college, I didn't expect any pomp and festivities with the graduation. I don't know why I didn't put that together. Maybe it's because I'm a regional student, but it hasn't really been a big loss to me. But I know a lot of people have said, I really want to be able to walk across the stage and this and that and the other. But pointing you.
So but, I'm like, I wanted to see your perspective.
But I think
before.
it's dulled because I'm going to get to do it again.
Yeah.
In January. So.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That helped. Because I was thinking about that. Because, I was listening on the radio, and they were talking about 2020 graduation, and it's interesting because my take on it has really just been kind of like a roller coaster. It's been all over the place. So I think that's what I'm going to do today, is I'm going to talk to the 2020 graduates, high school, college, and so even if you aren't a graduate, maybe you know someone that is or someone that's impacted by it, and I have no idea what I'm about to share because it is just completely my reflection and whatever the Holy Spirit decides to give to me. So this could be 2 minutes, this could be 20. Who knows?
I think you heard a great quote about 2020 graduations.
What was your quote?
This is something that very much pertained to my mentality that I explained to you. This guy put out a message on the internet to all the 2020 graduates, said to all those who feel cheated that they lost the ability to gain the memory of a proper traditional graduation, don't feel so bad. I was actually at mine, and I don't remember a thing.
That's pretty
all
good.
I know is I was front row in the high school one. That's
yeah, you got in and out pretty fast.
I had to go out pretty quick, yeah.
That's pretty helpful. Although then you had to sit through everyone else, though.
Yeah, I know. I had to wait for punks like you with names that
like,
started in C.
Conrad, that's
like
not
that
bad.
We were a class of 100. You were about halfway.
That's true. There were a lot of C's. I do remember that.
But no, I do feel bad for the people who are missing it. I can imagine, you know, if you spent 4 years, mm-hmm. 5 years, 6 years doing it, that would stink because you expected it. But
yeah.
But yeah, 4 years, 5 years, for me, that was third grade, so I've been through it. Take it away, Melody.
Third grade. Third grade, that's funny.
Third grade was rough. What are you kidding?
I didn't know you in third grade. So, I mean, you say that, but that doesn't really... That doesn't mean anything to me.
You didn't get to deal with me till the sixth.
Sixth grade?
Yeah.
That's right.
Because you pinched my finger in my chair when you backed out one. That hurt.
I do not remember that.
I do because my fingers hurt.
Did I apologize?
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, how many years has it been?
Sixth grade Melody was intense.
Still waiting. No, just kidding. I'm kidding. I don't hold grudges.
Diesel. Okay. Anyway. Thanks. So he said that it didn't impact him very much. So that's good to know that, you know, for some people, you know, there is that acceptance and that processing of this is how it is, you know, and you just take life as it comes. All the curveballs and whatnot. He said he usually gets hit in the head with curveballs. Sounds kind of painful. But yeah, for me, it was a roller coaster, and it's been a roller coaster. And so there were moments. It was when we first got the news about coming home and school was only going to be closed for, they were saying a week at the time. On one hand, it didn't impact me that much, but on the other hand, it didn't. Let me backtrack a little bit when I say that. I had just... it was Tuesday night that we got the news. So Tuesday evening, like a couple hours before we got the news that college was going to be canceled for a week, and we were going to be leave for an early spring break, before I got that news, one of my editor-in-chiefs for the school paper, Flyer News, he reached out to our group and he said, hey, I need someone to come in. All these schools are just closing down right and left and getting out early, and so they'll say, oh, we'll go back in April and whatnot. Right now, you know, it's funny to think that we thought that could happen, but he said, I need someone to come on in and see if we can get all this info together and compile all the different schools that are closing down. And so I said, you know, okay, I can do that. So I grab my stuff and I start to head to the newspaper office, and I just got this sinking feeling. And I mean, it was like the sense of impending dread, like something big was about to happen, and I was standing at the forefront of it. Now, I just got done with an interview for a summer job at the Camp Otterbein, so Camp Wesley, I believe it was called. No, Camp Otterbein. It was in Hocking Hills. So I'd just gotten off an interview with them, and so part of me was like, oh, maybe I blew it, and so that's why I feel bad right now. But I didn't really know. And so I go to the office, and then sure enough, we get the email from the college president that said the school was going to be canceled. Or not canceled, postponed. And so, I mean, just that whole evening, I was just kind of like, this doesn't feel real. But also, a part of me was like, I feel like this is going to go on a lot longer than they're saying and what they're predicting. So I headed back to my college dorm room, and we started packing up because we were going to be leaving the next morning. And so I packed up, and as I was making my bed and putting clothes into my car and whatnot, I had this vision, if you will, of my bed just covered in dust, my completely made bed just covered in dust. And
I just looked out and I was like, I don't think I'm going to be back. But, you know, I was excited to come home. I hadn't really seen my family a lot this semester. And so I'm like, you know, maybe it'll just be a month. It's definitely going to be longer than spring break. But I was like, there's a possibility that we'll get to come back a little bit. So I packed up my stuff and I drove home. And then it was just this surrealness. And that's what we've been living in, what we've been continuing to live in. Just this continuation of not seeming to have a start and not seeming to have an end. And we've just been adjusting to this new normal. But the moment when it really started to hit me was, I think it was maybe a couple days before the university president sent out the email saying it was canceled the remainder of the semester. And he reached out and I just broke down in tears. Just realizing that, you know, this was it, and my college experience, my undergrad college experience, was over. And it was hard, and I just sat on my bed and I just cried and cried and hugged mom and hugged dad, and I was like, this is it. And, you know, we tried to do the Zoom meetings and do our classes digitally, and it wasn't the same. And I mean, all of the students that have gone through that can attest to that. Doing Zoom classes, these video call classes, it's really hard. And it's hard to get engaged. It's hard to sit there in that same seat and you get sick of staring at your screen and watching classes. And I had one professor as my Greek professor, and he just had this whiteboard, and he would just kind of scrawl things up on there because he didn't really understand how all the functions of Zoom worked. Phenomenal professor, well-educated, one of my favorites. But, I mean, he just had this little screen up, so he'd kind of flip it over, he'd look at it, and then he'd write some more. And so, you know, this is another language, too. And so I'm like, what is that saying? But it was just, it was a lot of ups and downs and trying to come to some sort of acceptance. And again, like a lot of seniors have been saying, just knowing that there's not really any sort of finite ending to it has been difficult. But the thing that I've noticed and the thing that I've come to realize is two things. The first one is that on one hand, we haven't gotten the traditional celebration that seniors have gotten in the past, the normal way that things have been done. But I feel like we've been celebrated more because people and businesses and families and friends are trying to find ways to make it meaningful for us. I've gotten letters. I've seen these things from the news where Dunkin' Donuts is saying seniors get a free dozen donuts. Awesome. All these different things. People are trying to reach out and make this graduation meaningful. University of Dayton did a thing where it was an online graduation just so we could confer our degrees, and then we're going to have an in-person ceremony once it's safe to gather again, is what they've told us. So I'm looking forward to that. And so I almost feel like I've gotten like a bonus graduation because it's been this extended celebration of all of us. And I saw that Ross had that caravan where everyone's been driving around. And I think it's so beautiful the way that just everyone has been coming together and trying to make this special for us. And just acknowledging that we've done something really awesome. You know, we've gone through all these years and we've progressed, and now we're being celebrated. And we aren't just being celebrated in one blip of time, kind of like a ceremony. It's this extended celebration, and it's so heartfelt and genuine, and it's wonderful to be on the receiving end of that. So the second thing that I'd like to share is, this is something that I saw in a video and I shared it on my Facebook page, but I think it's worth repeating. I was watching Tabitha Brown, and if you guys don't know who she is, she's become a pretty famous TikTok vegan recipe creator, and she's also a Christian. And so she shared that what she's been noticing is that what God's been laying on her heart is that we as seniors have really been going through a lot, and we've gone through a lot. For high school seniors, they were born, you know, right around 9/11, and now they're dealing with COVID-19, this pandemic. You know, for college seniors, we were around when 9/11 happened, and then we've also, you know, experienced this pandemic. She said, God is preparing you. He is preparing you for something greater. She said, you are going through these trials so that you will be strengthened because of it. So I want you to really, really latch on to that. That even though it's awful and it's really hard, we are seeing how people are coming together and we are reestablishing these are our priorities, and this is what we need to be celebrating and appreciating. And you know, even though we are going through these difficult times, we are going to be so much stronger on this other end. And it's not just that, but during this time in quarantine, when we're in this in-between time, when we're in this in-between time of, okay, we're graduated, now what do we do? There's not really a whole lot of jobs that are out there to get. What I did was I picked up a part-time job at Joann Fabrics. And I prayed before I went. I said, you know, God, just bless me in this endeavor and that I will be able to reach out to people and just do your works. It's not like the second we graduate, that's it. There's nothing else we can do. Well done, good and faithful servant. No. We're not done yet. It's a wonderful landmark to celebrate, but we keep going. We keep moving on. And so as I've been at Joann Fabrics, I have been I've only been there 2 weeks. I have been able to speak to a number of people about God and just sharing his love and his blessings. And it's been wonderful. I've been using this in-between time, just like you graduates need to be doing too, using this in-between time to grow in God and to bless others in God. We are a new creation. My roommate, let me see if I can maneuver around this. My roommate got me this necklace. It's a butterfly. And with it was the Bible verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 15. And it was talking about how we're a new creation and how we need to be ambassadors for Christ, how we need to be reaching out. And in fact, I want to read this to you because I think this will be helpful. Oh, I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is where we're at. So I'm starting verse 11. Ministry of Reconciliation. It says, since then we know what it is to fear the Lord, we try to persuade others. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, as some say, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Here is verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. This is what our graduation is. This is what it is. It is a new creation. We are coming into a new world, a new normal, a new form of what life is like. We are a new creation. We were in our cocoons. We were growing. We were growing into what we thought the world was going to be. Oh, I feel God in this. We were growing into what we thought the world was going to be. But as we've emerged, we've seen that something different is coming out of this. And as we spread our wings and fly, it's not going to be those familiar skies that we were expecting. It's going to be different. It's going to be a beautiful rainbow sky. And it's going to be colorful and it's going to be beautiful because we have grown in this time. Because we have grown in this time and we may be facing different experiences than what our cocoon was preparing us for, but we still have those wings. we still have those wings to fly and to be able to face whatever is coming our way, whether that be clouds, whether that be rain or anything like that. And we are beautifully created and designed to face this new circumstance and to face this new world. We are designed to be ready to go out into this new normal, and to be able to embrace it and to be all that we can be, to maximize what we're doing in this world. We as graduates, we're not just going to sit around and just go, oh, this is something that happened and move on. No, we are going to grow from this. And we are going to spread our wings and we are going to fly because we are new creations in Christ. We are new creations and we have grown and we will continue to go forward with God and with his word instilled in us because we have used this time. And if you haven't already, you need to be doing this. Using this pandemic time to make sure that you're latching on to God's word and deepening your faith in him and rooting it, because there will be times when there's going to be a wind that's going to try and blow you off course, that's going to try and knock you off your path. But if you have been getting into God's word and you have his words on your wings and you just show them proudly for everyone to see, and that wind is not going to stop you. That rain's not going to stop you. That storm cannot stop you. Because God is inside of you, and you are just exuding him. The devil is going to look at you. He's going to look at your wings that are spread, and he is going to be scared. He is going to be fearful, because he can't come up against that. If you have claimed God, it's kind of like the armor of God that you've put on, but you're doing it colorfully and beautifully. Because if the devil comes up and he sees that you are clothed in the beauty and the rainbow of the Lord, I love that, the rainbow of the Lord. If you are clothed in that rainbow, you know, you are shining brightly, you have every color of God. And the devil can't come against that. He can't. Because he is of darkness. He is the black. He is the gray. That's not in the rainbow. Not at all. Not at all. So, just hold on to that. That even though we didn't get these typical celebrations that most graduates have gotten in the past, this is still our time. This is still our moment to spread our wings and to just fly out into the world and to bring it something new. Bring it something new and be that new wave of God. Now, butterflies are gentle too, so we're not barreling anyone over. No. But we are just showing God to other people, and they are going to be more open and receptive to it because it is bright and it is beautiful. Because God has put that brightness and that beauty inside of us so that we can share that with other people. So I just want you to hold on to that. And just hold on to the beauty that God has given us. Let me see if there's anything else. It says, I'm going to keep going. It says, verse 18, all of this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That's what this is. That's what the butterfly wings are. It's a ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. So that's what we're doing with those beautiful wings. We are reconciling people to God. We are those messengers. We are those ambassadors. That's what verse 20 says. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And so righteousness of God is talking about how we're also the children of God, and we are the king's kids, if you will. So just hold on to that. Just hold on to being that butterfly and being that new creation in Christ, and just fly. Just fly. Just shine. Just be bright. Go boldly. And just give the love of God. Let's pray.
Father God, I thank you that you would just be with us. You would be with these graduates, high school, college, with all of us. As we are navigating this pandemic, and even though my message was to the graduates, you know, so much of this is for all of us, because we've all been going through this pandemic. We've all been in this place of quarantine. But God, I just thank you that you are using this time to make the world new, to give us fresh eyes so that we can emerge into the world a little bit different, because it's not like it was. We are going into something new. We are bringing about change. But God, that change needs to be good. It needs to be you-centered. It needs to be focused on your light and your life. So just help us to spread joy, spread laughter, spread sunshine, and just float as we go, and just bringing your word like a breath of fresh, like a breath of fresh air, like a gentle breeze that just flows through the hearts and the minds of people that may not know you or maybe need to be revived. And so just let us be that rainbow and that color that just shines in their lives. Thank you, God, for allowing us to do that and just helping us fulfill your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, that's all I got. That was my Holy Spirit rant. Okay, we're going to do a couple prayers. So we're praying for Darlene Aaron, but she has two foster daughters that are going to be, would you say, going before the judge? What is that? What does that mean?
It's a foster. Pray for fair.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay. Oh God, we just thank you that you are just pouring out your favor on these two foster children. And you are just working through this situation so that what needs to happen will happen. What should happen will be. Because we know that your promise stands. And we know that whatever you have said will come to pass. There may be a delay, but it will come to pass. And God, we also know that you are a God of mercy and a God of blessings and love. So we stand upon those right now. We stand upon those principles, those precepts, and just thank you that you would just be in this situation, and you would just allow it to go as you desire for it to go. And we put it all into your hands. We invite you into this situation, and that you would be there in these moments. Be there, and just pouring out your favor. We get anything else? It makes me think of a song. Jonathan McReynolds. It's a gospel song. It's called Situation. It goes, I'm just inviting you in my situation. Come through, because I want you in my situation. It's a good one. But Jonathan McReynolds, he's one of the gospel singers I listen to a lot. So if you guys would like to listen to gospel singers, we have Jonathan McReynolds and we have Tasha Cobbs.
These would be new gospel singers.
All right.
Not traditional.
Yeah, gospel. That's right. There's no one to dispute me now, so I can just keep rattling it off, you know? We got a bunch of good ones. So
it's all good.
All right.
All right. Well, everybody, glad you can hang out here with us tonight. Thanks for spending time with us. Thank you, Melody, for sharing. It's always a blessing. I especially love the fact you didn't have anything prepared. You were just let it all flow.
Let
the Holy Spirit speak through you. And there's a message there that people need to hear. So so for those of you who are suffering or dealing with any physical ailments, emotional, any type of things you need healing from, I want you right now to place your hand on your body, wherever that might be. If it's an emotional thing, place your hand on your head. If it's on your body, if it's a place where you can place it. And I want you to just grab your healing. Just proclaim it. Say this after me. place your hand there and say, this healing belongs to me because of what Jesus has done. Pain, you must leave me now, for I am a child of God. Right? Pain, go. See, Jesus gives you his authority. All believers in Jesus Christ have his authority over all darkness. Melody was talking about clothing yourself, right? And the word of God in Ephesians 6, read that through Ephesians 6, it talks us about the armor of God, right? And Isaiah, even in the Old Testament, it talks about, you know, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Isaiah 54, 18, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and no tongue shall condemn, for thus is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says God. We are told in the New Testament that we are made righteous in Christ. So that same Old Testament belongs to you. You've got the authority. So kill it while it's young. Command it leave in the mighty name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. So Lord, Melody and I both are speaking right now to all the garbage, all the darkness that is tormenting people, be it physical, be it emotional, be it the situations of finance, whatever it might be. We come against this garbage and command it bow now in the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. So all darkness must now go right now. Go and never return. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm blessing God for some good testimonies we're going to see for people that have claimed the victory for themselves right now. You've got that power. You've got that power. And as Melody was telling you before, the enemy's just no power. Just tricks. Just tricks. Trying to get you to submit and to bow. But our God who speaks truth. And that's why it's so important you get into the Word of God and you understand Scripture. And you know what needs to happen. Your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Proclaim it, receive it. Glad you could hang out with us. We're going to be here again on Sunday on the church page. And we're still on the church webpage, too, for that matter. And hope to see you then. So make it a great Friday, a great Saturday, a great Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Be blessed.